Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America. We are brought to you by Corona. Drink responsibly. And boy, do we have a packed show for you tonight. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. It is a pleasure to be on with you all yet again. We have Mike Griffith with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution coming up at the 12-minute mark. We're going to get all into this college football playoff situation. If you've heard him on before, you know he's bringing the hot and heavy takes. If you have not, buckle up, because this guy brings the heat. At the 40-minute mark, also, we have Rob Peterson, the Athletic's deputy manager editor for the NBA. He's the editorial director for the Basketball 100, which was written by award-winning reporters David Aldrich and John Hollinger. We got some Thursday night football action tonight in the NFL. You know, this is one of those games at the beginning of the season you would have thought, you know, these teams are both going to be in really good situations. You know, the Niners, obviously, they're sitting at 6-7. They've had a ton of injury issues. They've just simply flat out disappointed. However, they're 3-point favorites tonight against a surging Rams team who is finally healthy, who we saw take down the Buffalo Bills last week in a classic shootout. 44-42 is the final score there. If you had the over, congratulations, because that one was locked in pretty much at halftime. Again, San Fran, a 3-point favorite tonight. I'm not so sure about that. We got the total set at 48.5 as well. We'll look ahead at some of these other games on the NFL weekend slate. Man, we are just inching, and I mean inching, towards the playoffs. The playoff picture is starting to reveal itself. We got two Monday night games this week. For those who play fantasy football, it is playoff time. If you made the playoffs, congrats. I know you'll be locked in. If you're that guy in last place, man, I'm sorry. I know in my league, last place has to fly to the winner's house, shake their hand, and go back to the airport and go home. Just a little tidbit on that. None of us live even close to each other. But we're going to get into all the NFL, college football, and more here on Sports Overnight America. Up next, we're bringing in Mike Griffith to chat some college football. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Don't move. We will be right back.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today. InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there. All right, welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, with probably my favorite guest that we bring on here, Mike Griffith. How are we doing, my friend?
Doing great. Getting into the awards time of year for college football.
Let's start there. With this Heisman talk, there's a huge debate between Ashon Gentry and Travis Hunter. Where do you lie with that? Because I understand the argument he plays both sides of the ball, but when you factor in Gentry didn't play the second half of, what, four games, and every team, the whole game plan against Boise State was this guy, and he still put up those numbers, where are you leaning towards, if you can give us a little hint?
No lean. It's Travis Hunter. I mean, just, you know, you don't have to watch the show. I'm telling you, he's going to win it by a wide margin. And this guy, and listen, I'm a running backs guy, right? I'm the old high school running back that loves to watch the position. You see my Twitter, it's Mike Griffith 32. I'm never going to get over that, right? I'm one of those guys. So I love the running back. I want to be very clear on that. I think Ashton's going to carry Boise State down to the Orange Bowl. I think they're going to beat whoever, you know, wins the Penn State SMU game. So I'm a lover of this guy. I think this guy's fantastic. The numbers, the performance, the power. He's a can't-miss NFL star. He's a first-round draft pick. You know, draft him on your fantasy football team for sure. But Travis Hunter is a freak. Travis Hunter, we have not seen the likes of this probably since Deion Sanders. I mean, honestly, he's better than Charles Woodson. He's better than Champ Bailey. The guy is unstoppable as a receiver and downright scary as a defender. I mean, put the ball in the air at your own risk. This guy covers ground, his ball skills, and I've dug into this. I've been working on a story for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution the last 3 days. Came in cold, not a Travis Hunter fan, not a Colorado fan. And to a man, I mean, this kid was watching huddle tape between classes and on car rides in ninth grade. There's no distractions. Every movement is efficient. He's got business savvy. He's been a pro from the jump. And if you look at what he's done, I was talking to his defensive coordinator in Colorado, and the guy's telling me, I'm like, so what's the plan for Travis Hunter? Like, what is there a snake? He said, Deion told me early on, or Coach Prime told me early on, Travis will tell you when he's tired. Dude never said he was tired. Travis will let you know when he doesn't want to come out. He's telling a story to me. He's like, he's on the sideline, you know, holding up a chalkboard, looking at some, you know, film between snaps. And Travis says, hey, Coach, hold on a second. I'll be right back. He says 29 seconds later, he looks up at the Jumbotron, and Hunter's scoring on a 60-yard touchdown. Comes jogging back. Okay, what do we got? I mean, this is the stuff of legend, and I just hate it that it's at, you know, nothing. I love Colorado, great school, Golden Buff. Let's get him back. Everybody loved the Buffs of the 90s. I just don't know if enough people saw it, but they will at the next level. I promise you that. They will see this guy at the next level do some amazing things.
Before we dive into the college football playoff bracket, at the next level, do you see him playing both sides of the ball, or do you see him really focusing on one side?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and somebody's going to pay about $40 million to make that decision. I think he's going to go anywhere from 1 to 3. I think I saw where the Jaguars have dropped down in the draft, and they were going to take him number one, but now the first two teams need quarterbacks, and so maybe he goes 3. So you're talking about a difference of between $39 and $42 million versus the value of that contract. Someone's going to be paying a lot of money. They better use them smart. You know, I was talking to a guy named Earl Williams that owns a gym, one of the guys that really helped launch Travis when he came to Georgia in eighth grade. And, you know, the kid came in the gym and it's like, who is this guy, right? And he's like, and Earl trains a ton of NFL guys. He says they need to move him to free safety from corner, and as well as receiver, because what you don't want to see is, you know, Derrick Henry around and, you know, Travis come up and run support. I wouldn't wish that on anybody, honestly. But you want to protect him. You want to use his range. You want to use his ball skills. And so, you know, optimally, he'll play free safety and wide receiver in select situations. I don't know I think he averaged 120 snaps a game this year. You're not going to see that in the NFL, obviously, but I think you need to manage the guy, and it's just going to be exciting. Hopefully he gets used properly. You'd hate to see this guy not applied correctly in the NFL.
Yeah. So now that everything is shaken out, I know that you and myself were both on board that Alabama should be in. You know, the way things ended up is interesting. And the structure, Oregon got screwed. You know, they're in the worst possible position here. Who are you looking at, you know, as things have shaken out, where people are seated, who they're playing, what their path is in the most prime position to really make a run at this thing?
Well, I'm with you. I mean, I think five of the top six teams, and I'm including Clemson in that because they got a lot of momentum and they've got a coach that's won a couple national titles and Dabo Sweeney that's vastly underrated. And don't underestimate that momentum. That galvanizing win over SMU, I mean, that's a powerful thing in college sports. And we saw that in Georgia in the SEC championship game. A backup comes in and Georgia, you know, comes to life like, you know, the Undertakers. They come out of the grave and say, wait a minute, what happened here to the number one SEC defense, Texas? You got a backup quarterback and they're bulldozing you, right? So five of the top six teams over there. Ohio State, Tennessee looks like a rock fight. I mean, boy, those are two tough teams. Nobody wanted to play those teams.
Nope.
That's going to be a great football game in Columbus. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. It shouldn't matter. I don't know how good the Big Ten is. I just don't know. When I look at Ohio State's non-conference schedule, I think I see Akron on there. And what are you trying to, you know, help the tire plant there or something? I don't understand why they're playing that game. I mean, so you got Ohio State, Tennessee winner playing the Ducks in Pasadena. And Oregon is high-flying Ducks, phenomenal, exciting. Dylan Gabriel, brilliant. He belongs at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Congratulations to him and Dan Lanning. What a phenomenal job Dan's done up there. Knew him here, loved him here, fantastic coach. But they can't stop me or you. And if there's some turnovers or some special teams issues, I think the winner of Tennessee Ohio State is capable of scoring the upset. I'm not going to pick it. Obviously, odds-on favorite, Oregon. But don't be surprised. That's one of those games, right? Now, Texas-Clemson is interesting because, as I said, Clemson's got a lot of momentum. And Texas, you know, again, the SEC is a pretty tough league, but Texas's schedule is suspect. We talked about this. They only played two teams in the league with a winning record, A&M and Georgia. They lost twice to Georgia, and they beat A&M 17-7 and look sloppy doing it. And if Clemson plays a clean game, and Klubnik gets out there and is able to roll and complete some passes. They got a lot of young receivers. What does Texas do when they get punched in the mouth? And what's going on with the quarterback situation? And what could is that a potential issue? I saw it happen to Georgia when Justin Fields was there. And you know, when you've got a phenom like that, people wonder and people want. And how does it not affect Quinn Ewers, regardless of what's said or plays out over the next couple of weeks? I just don't know if Texas is of the right mindset, one, and has the necessary toughness, too. So that's another toss-up game. Whoever comes out of that bracket is going to be real good when they get to Atlanta. and play Georgia, right? Because we can talk about the other bracket now, right? Because, look, SMU, phenomenal quarterback. Folks in Dallas are charged up. They should be. It's exciting. This time, no death penalty for paying players. That's great. Right? I appreciate that. Penn State, James Franklin, can he win the big game? We're going to find out. He needs to. He's at home. If he doesn't, you know, the clock starts running on him. Pressure game for James Franklin. And then the winner gets Boise State. We just talked about this phenomenal running back. And I know they're from the little conference, but I've seen Boise State in the Fiesta before. They like that bowl game. Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl is a dangerous mix. And I think they're going to win. I think Boise State's going to beat whoever wins that game and play the Georgia Bulldogs in Miami Gardens, Florida. And unfortunately for Boise State, the one thing Georgia does really well is stop the run. They've gotten healthier and better on defense. A lot of teams losing players, Georgia gaining players, right? Guys on the back end that were young get older. Defensive linemen that weren't there at the start of the year are now back. You got, you know, guys that are, you know, three projected first-round picks. They're supposed to go in the first half of the first round. These guys are playing for literally millions of dollars. That's a Georgia win. So, and then how far can the backup quarterback, you know, cue the music, Hollywood script, here's another backup quarterback from Georgia, stealing the show. And this guy is a lot like Stetson Bennett. They're going to roll the pocket. He can scramble. Now you got 12 guys on offense to defend.
That's a great 11. Arm,
outstanding offensive line. I don't know about – I'm going to stop short of great arm. But accurate at time, made one bad decision. But he's a tough kid, and he's a football player first, not a quarterback. So he's one of the guys. He's not that guy rolling up in the Lambo. He's that guy that's in the huddle. He's that guy running the extra space. He's that guy that never played. He's proven himself to his teammates. We just haven't seen it. So there's some momentum there. There is a spark. And, if Georgia wins this national championship, sooner or later they're going to have to give Kirby Smart a National Coach of the Year. They didn't give me – now, this is something. I got to tell you this. This is not self-promotion for Georgia, but this is amazing. I just want you to – this is the way it is in SEC. This is how petty these coaches are. Georgia – has one first-team All-SEC player on offense, as voted on by the coaches, just one. None on defense.
Oh my God.
No Georgia players made first-team All-SEC as voted on by the coaches. So that means the coach must have done a heck of a job, right? Nope. Clark Lee of Vanderbilt voted SEC. Now, wait a minute. Something's got to give here. You either got players or you got a coach. No. They don't want Georgia marching across with any awards because that's how competitive it is in recruiting. I mean, it's a blood sport, man.
I mean, it's also just, you know, it's – we live in a soft world nowadays. It's participation trophy after participation trophy. But, look, I agree. I think Georgia are in a prime spot, especially with a week of rest.
You like my brother from another mother? I love this soft world thing. This is poetic to hear someone say these
things. Yeah, it's – we got to please everyone. We can't give everyone the awards. We got to share. Like, come on, man. You can't look at these teams. It pisses me off. Even with the rankings, it's like, oh, we have to include people from all these different places. Like, no, you don't. You don't have to do that. You're choosing to do so. But, hey, that's a conversation for next week. Mike, you're the absolute man. I love having you on, and I'm very excited to really dive into things with you next week as well. We appreciate you coming on, as always.
No doubt. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next. It is just me and you. Maybe we'll bring Marty Terrell in here. We're going to dive into the Thursday night football game tonight. Rams and Niners. Just feels like a classic matchup. Divisional game. Let's rock and roll. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, welcome back to Sports Net America, here with your host, Tyler Levine, again, brought to you by Corona. I'm just going to say, I personally love a Corona. As soon as we brought them on, it had my mouth watering. I had to run down to the local gas station right down the road and grab a six-pack. I absolutely love it, Corona Extra. Thank you guys for joining the team. All right, Thursday night football action. It always makes me smile when this game is just not an absolute stinker. And look, are these teams in the best position possible? No. Is this the best that we've seen the Rams and Niners? No. Is this in terms of a matchup, you know, looking back a couple years, that, you know, is equally as good? Probably not. But ultimately, this is a good game. This isn't, you know, the Browns against the Jaguars. Although Jameis Winston is very entertaining, I'm not going to throw any slander over there. But hey, look, this division couldn't be tighter. You got Seattle at the top, 8-5, Rams 7-6, Arizona 6-7, and San Francisco 6-7. So these games really matter. And what more can you ask for out of a Thursday night game? I know there's a lot of injuries going on. Nick Bosa, as of right now, is still questionable for the Niners. Greenlaw questionable as well. Trent Williams out. So it's very interesting to me to see them. I know they're home, but to see them as a 3-point favorite against a Rams team that we just saw beat the Bills, that's got my eyebrows raised. I can't lie. Because this Rams team, they've been injury ridden as well. They had a very slow start to the season, and then they did what they've done over the past couple of years. They go into the bye week and they come out on fire. I mean, Puka Nacua, this guy's an absolute bona fide superstar. He's a stud. They obviously Cooper Kupp. I don't care how old he is. I'm not taking anything away from him. And Kyren Williams, the touchdown machine. So, look, I mean, diving into this game as a whole, I think I like the Rams at +3. I just, you know, we saw these two teams play early in the year, I believe, and the Rams stormed back. Yep, it was a 27-24 game. Rams were at home. They came back all, you know, for those who don't remember that fourth quarter comeback by the Rams, 13-3 in the fourth quarter is ultimately what got it done. It was all Niners until it wasn't. There was a double-digit deficit, and they won that game. So,
look, going on the road, do I think that the Niners can take them down? Yes. Am I confident that they're going to beat them, you know, by more than a field goal? I'm not. You know, their kicking situation hasn't been great. Rams have looked good. And that's who I'm rolling with, man. You got Mason's out injured, McCaffrey. This team's just banged up, and it just seems like one of those years for the Niners. It's just not their year. Nothing can go right. You know, guys are injured left and right. McCaffrey hadn't played all year, comes back injured again, out for the season. So, look, it's just, you know, it's an interesting one, but I'm definitely rolling with the Rams here. Total at 48.5. I think I'm taking the over. We just saw it last week. The Rams don't play much defense. And the Niners are just so injured that it's hard for me to buy into that defense in this type of game against an offense that really seems to be clicking. And in terms of implications, I mean, this is everything to play for. This could mean playoffs or not making the playoffs, you know, come the end of the season. Rams finishing up the season. After this, they play the Jets away. I expect them to win that game. And then they play the Cardinals and the Seahawks. So, you know, those are both winnable games. There's no reason why the Rams can't finish this last stretch of the season, this last four games, 4-0 or 3-1. And, you know, as we pull up the Niners, they're finishing up the season tonight at the Rams, and they play a Dolphins team that is, you know, who really knows, but it's in Miami. As a Miami local, I could tell you the talk of the town is simply this. If Miami's at home, they can win. If they're anywhere where the temperature drops below 60 degrees, chalk it up as an L. But the issue for the Niners is they finish follow up that game playing the Lions, that rematch that we all remember last year, NFC Championship game, an unbelievable game. The Lions had it, and they blew it like none other. I had San Francisco money line big on that game as well. I was going absolutely crazy last year. And the Niners finish off on the road at the Arizona Cardinals, who I don't see any reason why they can't take them down. I mean, this is a one-point game. The last time they played, the Cardinals won it. So, look, you know, it's if the Cardinals are beating the Niners at home, do I think they can beat them in their house? Absolutely. So, for me, tonight, if the Niners even want to sniff the playoffs, they have to win tonight. Because they're, you know, I just said the Rams can go 4-0 or 3-1. I'm looking at this remaining four games, and I think that the Niners could end up going 1-3 and missing out on the playoffs, which at the beginning of the season, if you told me I'd be saying that, I'd say you're absolutely insane. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We got, I mean, this whole weekend of NFL is just going to be so, so interesting. One of the games that it might sound surprising that I have my eyes on as one of the most interesting games of this whole weekend is the Bucs traveling to the Chargers. We just saw the Chargers, I'm not going to say blow it against the Chiefs, but, you know, they put up a very, very solid fight without their main guy in Ladd McConkey. I'm big on the Chargers team. I love their defense. Herbert, I'm just going to say this. I don't know. Let's just take a minute here. Justin Herbert, is there a more aesthetic thrower of the football in the NFL? Because I was watching that Chiefs game and just thinking to myself, man, he really slings that thing. And when one comes out clean, nice, tight spiral, it just looks different. And they play a Bucs team that is dangerous. And, you know, they don't always tend to show up. But when they do, they're very difficult to play against. And, you know, Baker Mayfield is just such a violent competitor in every sense of the way. Mike Evans is healthy. Let's see. One thing I really have my eye on is Bucky Irving, because he has been phenomenal for the Bucs over the last couple weeks. And if he doesn't play in that game and they only have Rashad White, the Chargers defense would be too good for me. The Chargers are a -3 favorite. If Bucky Irving is in there, I think that, you know, that line might move down at 2.5. But if he's in there, it's a different ball game. Rashad White has absolutely awful efficiency running the ball. He's an unbelievable pass catcher. He's certainly a weapon. I'm not saying he's not a good player, but just in terms of getting the ball in his hands and running it, his yards per carry is not high. And Bucky Irving has had, you know, 137 carries, 735 yards, and 6 touchdowns this season. So that's one I have my eyes on, as well as Green Bay going into Seattle being 2.5-point favorites. Seattle's a tough place to play. And in that division, look, you know, we got Detroit 12-1, Minnesota 11-2, Green Bay is 9-4. This is a must win for them as well. They finish up the season with the Seahawks, the Saints, the Vikings, the Bears. The Saints, sure, you could chalk that one up as a win. But when you play two division rivals at the end of the season, Vikings and Bears, Vikings on the road, Bears at home, there's no reason why those games can't be competitive. Those are not absolutes in terms of wins. They're not. And I don't think this weekend is either. I can see Seattle taking down Green Bay, no doubt. And I think they definitely cover a 2.5-point spread. Seattle money line at plus 120. That might be my favorite underdog of the week. I know Kenneth Walker might not play. He's still questionable. Chabernet has done more than enough to show that he can be a guy in this offense. He had 2 touchdowns last week. I wish I had him in the parlays. I did not. When I saw him running in there, it's classic. You don't pick a guy, and then he scores 2 touchdowns, and you say to yourself, well, why didn't I throw him in here? But that's neither here nor there. Look, it's going to be 43 degrees in Seattle. That crowd is going to be absolutely bumping. ESPN has him as the Packers as a 62.5% chance to win this game. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. And let's see where the injuries lie for them. And let's just see who shows up. You know, Jaden Reed last week against the Lions, would he have 1 catch? I mean, if he's not going to show up in this game, then I don't know if they can get it done. Seattle by no means is one of the best teams in the NFL, but when they're at home, it's a different breed. And so there are just some teams like that, 500 teams, even teams that don't have winning records. You play them at home, and they just seem to show up for the first time out of nowhere. But outside of that, we got some other great matchups. Bears and Vikings, Minnesota -7-point favorite. I mean, the Bears, man, the Bears. They have now lost, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight. Are we going to see the Bears lose out? Because they finished with the Vikings, the Lions, the Seahawks, and the Packers. I don't know, man. I'm worried. Zayd Hussein, if you are listening, I'm sorry that the season worked out this way. All right, up next, Rob Peterson, the Athletics Deputy Manager Editor for the NBA and Editorial Director for the Basketball 100. Was hand-in-hand with award-winning reporters David Aldridge and John Hollander. We're going to dive deep on the Basketball 100 with Rob up next here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We will see you in just a couple seconds. We won't get too far.
So we... I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got 4 lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across 4 lines. You can get fast 5G across 4 lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We 4R1. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here with your host, Tyler Levine. And I am absolutely delighted to bring on Rob Peterson, the Athletics Deputy Manager Editor for the NBA and the Editorial Director for the Basketball 100. He was hand-in-hand writing this with award-winning reporters David Aldrich and John Hollander. It is available wherever you buy books. Personally, my favorite, always Amazon. Gets here like the next day, even the same day nowadays. But that's neither here nor there. Rob, how are we doing, my friend?
I am well, Tyler. Thank you for having me on. I truly, truly appreciate it, and I'm honored to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, man, I can't wait to get into this because this is there are so many topics in this book that it seems to be like, especially during the summer when there's not much sports going on, we see it all over ESPN all the time, who's the GOAT? Where does this guy rank? What went into actually putting this list together?
Well, we started this as a project in August of 2021 to coincide with the NBA 75th anniversary that season, the 2021-22 season. And so we got a panel of 15 people together, and we asked them for their best 75 players. We put it in a Google Sheet. We figured it out. And then on November 1st, 2021, we started counting down 75 to 1. We had a deal with HarperCollins, who published the book, and they said, we'd like 100. So we had to add 25 people to our 75. And so we ran that first one from November 1st, 2021 to February 18th. Yes, I remember the dates, 2022. And then this year when the book was so we had 15 people. We voted on our original 75. And then DA and John and myself figured out the last 25. And then we kind of rearranged the order based on guys who weren't in there, guys who we added, did some guys slip, did some guys rise? So, because you have a lot of lead time between the two, and so that's how we figured this out. So it's been about a 3.5-year process.
I'm really curious, because this is, people always are going to talk about who, the 1 through 10, who belongs where, but there's not too much debate, generally speaking, around that. What people really love to talk about is who got left off. And I'm curious if, is there a guy that you guys spent a lot of time deliberating whether they belong or don't belong and you feel like, kind of was so close to making the cut but didn't?
Oh, yeah. We had a good hour and a half discussion about Clay versus Draymond. If you get the book and you open it, you will find that Draymond, I'll spoiler alert, Draymond's 100. And we picked Draymond over Clay. I was a big Clay guy. I'm a shooter when I play hoops. I'm not much of a defender, so I turned to the guy who can light it up. But DA and John made a compelling case for Draymond and how important he was to those four championship teams that the Warriors have had since 2015. And that was the biggest one. We were wrestling over that one for a while. So, Draymond won out in this case. So yeah, Clay was close. Clay may be 101, 102, but yeah, he was there. He was there. He was very close. He was discussed a lot.
Well, if you guys put out Basketball 101, I'm very excited to see Clay Thompson on that list, because for me as well, he was one that I understood, obviously, because there's just so many great players. I can't imagine having to just decide on 100 guys. I'm curious for you. You spent so much time putting this together, and again, we're here with. Hello. Sorry, I think I went out for a sec. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yep. So again, we're here with Rob Peterson, the Athletic Deputy Manager Editor for the NBA, the editorial director for the Basketball 100. I was very curious about one of the most underrated players in your opinion on this list. Someone that, you feel like just deserves more love.
It's going to sound weird, but Dr. J at 15 seems a little underrated to me. I know you might expect somebody in the 70s or 80s, but, Dr. J was a multiple time MVP and multiple time champion in the ABA. And, you know, he was a champion in the NBA and a 1981 MVP. But a lot of people don't remember just how influential and how great Dr. J was. I mean, I know people have a vision of him flying through the air, but he was a scorer. He was a rebounder. He pushed the tempo. He was the face, as DA writes in the book, the face of two leagues. There's nobody else who can say that. So, you know, I think if you really want to argue it, you can say that Dr. J is a top 10 player of all time. And in the upper echelon, I would think that he was he's one of the guys who is underrated. And then I've always thought that one of the contemporaries, there are 18 active players in this book, and Jokic, when we came up with the original 100, we did it in like about a year ago. So yeah. This was before he had won a third MVP. This was before he, you know, doing all that stuff. So even where he is in the book, you're like, man, should he be higher? And if we ever were ever to like update this in a paperback version or whatever, I would have to think Jokic would be higher than he is, because three MVPs, that is rare air. You know, you have Moses Malone and Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain and LeBron and Magic and Michael with three. He's one of the few dudes with three. And for him to be where he is in the book, I think he could probably be higher next time.
That's actually something that I was going to ask. It's hard to say, obviously. You know, do you guys think that, do you plan on at least, you know, updating this at some point? Because you got to think, obviously, as generations come and go, there, you
right.
know, legacies will be established and different statistics will be out and available. And we'll really see guys, you know, like a Jokic, it's a great example, you know, really establishing themselves as one-of-a-kind guys. Is that something that's on the horizons that we can look forward to? Because this is great, man. I absolutely
love
when this came out. And I think it's just such a – especially for, you know, the younger generations to really be able to have a piece of literature that they can dive into and learn about these past generations of players and really understand how great they are. And especially now with YouTube and being able to, you know, see guys in the book and then go watch some of their highlights. It's just
right.
so cool. And I'm curious if, you know, down the road you guys have any plans or have had any discussions to do something like that.
Man, I would love to, that's for sure, because you have a lot of young talent in the league that's just exceptional. Shea, Ant, you know, just to name a few off the top of my head, that could be, you know, of Victor Wembanyama, who have such bright futures, and if they keep on going in the trajectory that they're going, I could see them making a list like this and bumping some of the, you know, older guys off. No offense to the older guys, of course. But yeah, I would love to have another shot at it, you know, because it the game evolves, you know, the players evolve, the perceptions of the players evolve, and the perception of the game evolves. So as that happens, as the game grows, both, you know, domestically and internationally, I would love to have another chance to see, you know, where would we be in 5, 10, maybe 15 years? It'd be fun to re-examine, you know, what that person's place in history is.
100%.
Thank you, by the way, for calling it literature, because one thing, it was, we didn't want to just make a list. We wanted to tell the stories of why these guys were, like, important to the game. I think, in a way, a lot of these guys, you know, have stories that, you know, why they were great, why other people admired them, why, you know, they are held in esteem as basketball players. So, yeah, thank you for doing that. It's very kind of you to say that.
No, of course, and I think it's so important because, look, anyone can go on Google and pop in the best players ever and they just see them, you know, listed down, but without context, what is that? It's nothing. It's kind of just air. It's just,
right.
You know, and obviously everything's opinion when you dive into these topics, but having that context and having especially people who are passionate about the sport and have the knowledge to back it, you know, getting that context really allows you to put things in perspective. And you mentioned something about the game changing, and I was really curious about this. Obviously the game has changed a lot, especially when you just – the easiest way to put it is the three-pointer. And, you know, we see just how basketball is played nowadays. It's just different. Even from when I was growing up, you know, 15 years ago, it's just a different game nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious how between, you know, weighting championship rings and, you know, different statistical profiles, just the eyeball test, You know, how did that kind of come into play here when you were putting these guys in order?
Yeah, and that's one of the tougher things, because you can do it stat based. You know, John, at the end of the book, and we have the 100 player profiles, and we have the two complementary pieces. DA wrote one about the 24-second shot clock, which I think is one of the three greatest rule changes of all time: the forward pass in 1906, going to a live ball in 1920 for baseball, and then the shot clock, which saved the NBA and changed the game not only for the NBA but for the rest of the world going forward. So DA wrote about the 24-second shot clock, and John wrote about goat points. So he came up with a formula that kind of using a metric-based system. All NBA, All-Star, Finals MVPs, MVPs that come up with players. So there's a stat-based piece in the book that has a different number one than the number one we have. So right there, even in the book, it's like, okay, you know, we have two number ones in a way. So, but with the order of the player profiles, that was just, you know, we had the original vote, we shuffled some people around, and then when DA, John, and I got together, we just kind of came to a consensus where, you know, this guy shouldn't move. This guy shouldn't move. Maybe this guy moves up, you know, based on it could be, you know, I really loved watching him play. He has three MVPs. He is a key player on a title team. You know, we have Jimmy Butler at 99, and John was adamant that he be in the book because Jimmy Butler was the best player on two finals teams. And there's some guys in the book who've never made the finals. So, you know, it's like, little things like that. We really got into the nitty gritty in terms of like how players were perceived, you know, how aesthetically pleasing they were, you know, like me for a Dr. J, that kind of stuff. So there are lots of factors, and it was a little art and a little science.
I love it. And Rob, I've been thinking and waiting to ask you this question all day, because I have to know. And obviously, you know, the book will say what it says. But I'm curious for you, it's the question that will be asked until the end of time. For you, who is truly the greatest of all time, and why?
Okay.
I'm sorry to throw you on the spot like this.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. And the thing is like, you've got a younger generation today that didn't see Jordan play. You know, they've seen clips, and they know he's great, and they've worn his shoes. But they haven't seen him play. And we did a player survey on the site where a lot of the younger players have LeBron as their GOAT. And a lot of the older players have Jordan as their GOAT. I've been fortunate enough to see both players. I've seen both players live. I've seen both players in the arena. I've talked to LeBron. So for me right now, it's Jordan as 1A and LeBron as 1B. And I'm not saying that we should make LeBron 2, of course. But yes. Jordan was just, you know, his six finals MVPs, never going to a seventh game, 6 for 6 in the finals, his killer instinct, and he thrived on the challenge. And that's not saying LeBron doesn't. You know, people say, he's not clutch, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, watch LeBron's highlights. He's very clutch. He's you don't play for 22 years and score 39,000 plus points if you're not good and don't care. But in this case, I think with the finals, put MJ just ahead of LeBron.
I'm completely on board with you. And look, I'm 27, so I did not get to watch Michael Jordan growing up. And I'll give you a little fun fact about my childhood growing up. My father was a diehard Knicks fan, and we were not allowed to set TV volume to 23 because of what Michael Jordan did to him. I wasn't allowed to wear Jordan, anything. And as I grew up and really got to learn about Michael Jordan, not just as the athlete, but as the competitor in general, I really just appreciated his attitude towards things and just the fear that he instilled. So I'm with you there. And I'm in full belief that LeBron is a firm number two there, but I can't go with anyone but Jordan. I come from a generation that didn't even watch him. But Rob, man, it was a pleasure to dive deep into this book with you. Again, guys, Rob Peterson, The Athletic's deputy editorial director on the Basketball 100, wrote this hand in hand with both authors. I mean, how cool to really dive deep into this. It's available anywhere that you want to buy it, especially on Amazon. Rob, you're the man. Thank you so much.
All right, Tyler, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, coming up next, guys, we have the 2-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We are brought to you by Corona. That was Rob Peterson. Just a great time talking with him, man. Really excited to get this book. If you haven't gotten it, dive deep. These are all topics we talk about all the time. Why not have a book to get some more info on?
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, it's time for the two-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine. We just spoke about the book with Rob Peterson, The Basketball 100, and I'm glad that he had Jordan as 1A. He put LeBron at 1B. I'm putting LeBron at 2. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't care that he has, you know, the points record, this, that, and the other thing. You know, there's a difference. People feared LeBron. People respect Jordan. We heard Stephen A. say this before. No one really feared LeBron. They respected him. Immense, deep, profound respect. But Jordan's just different, man. 6-0 in the finals. Come on. All right, we got Thursday Night Football tonight. We covered that. We all know I'm riding with the Rams. Book it. It's happening. Tomorrow on First Touch, 5 p.m. Eastern, I'm hosting with my co-host Nico Beefsauce. As always, we have the Manchester Derby this weekend. United versus City away at Manchester City at the Etihad. City is a -185 favorite. I don't know if I'm ready to endure more pain. United got it done in the Europa League today, 2-1 against a team that I've never even heard of before after being down 1-0. But playing Manchester City away has been very, very difficult for us over the last couple years. But, man, we have an absolute jam-packed weekend of English Premier League soccer. We're going to cover it all. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, by the way, Sports Overnight America. We've been posting a ton of content. Your follow would mean the world. And as always, I appreciate you guys spending the last hour with me here on Sports Overnight America, sponsored by Corona, listened to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and shout out to the troops who are listening globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Thank you, Mike Griffith, as well, for joining in with us. Thank you, Rob Peterson. Thank you to the producers and to everyone who listened. Have a great Thursday night, and go Rams, baby. Let's go.